You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 190, brought to you by Podcasting with Purpose, helping you to stand out, be heard, and become that influential voice in your industry with a podcast. And I'm your host, Anne Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. My guest today says, intentional living is a path that requires letting go of fear, be it fear of failure or success. And she believes it's a journey worth taking. Now, joining me on today's show is Bethlehem Betty Tesfaye. Betty is a 23-year-old Ethiopian Canadian who loves coffee, who loves Jesus and words. And Betty has loved or had a love for reading and writing for as long as she can remember. But the words were in her journal and meant for her eyes only. And about 6 years ago, she learned about the modern day slavery, which sparked her interest in seeing it end in her lifetime. Betty's blog was formed out of that desire, and at first it was a space to sell shirts to raise money for an organization that is fighting sex trafficking. Now, over time, she fell in love with writing and decided to use intentional elegance to encourage and inspire women to lead intentional lives. And Betty's hope and prayer is that at the end of it all, we can all say that we lived our lives well. Now, on today's show, Betty's going to share It's Okay to Fail. She's going to talk about comfort zones don't usually lead to growth, and she's going to talk about how important it is to be and stay humble. So welcome to the show, Betty.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You are so welcome. Take us back to that moment when you started to become aware of modern day slavery, and it sparked an interest in you seeing it come to an end in your lifetime. What was going on at that time for you?
So I was in my final year of high school here in Calgary, Canada. I heard about modern day slavery for the first time pretty late in life, so grade 12, right before university. And I just, it really, really touched my heart. And I knew since then that it was something I wanted to see end. Hopefully, prayerfully, in my lifetime.
Yes.
And I wanted to be a part of something that would kind of like help move that in that direction. So for a long time, it meant learning more about it, reading some books that were written by authors who work in that specific industry that is fighting human trafficking.
Mm.
And then in my, I think, third year of university, I thought I could maybe as well do something too, something practical. So I decided to sell t-shirts online to raise money for an organization fighting human trafficking. They're called Wipe Every Tear, mm-hmm. based in the United States.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's incredible how often, or so often, we can see something that's happening and we really feel moved to do something, yet it's so big and greater than us that it overwhelms us. It becomes overwhelming. And what happens when we're overwhelmed, we often don't do anything or take it further because we think, how on earth can my voice or what I do impact? However, when we align ourselves with what other people are doing and it gives us the courage to step out and start to take action, we realize that, of course, with God's blessings, we can make an impact. And so I really just want to say, you know, congratulations, I honor you for doing that and making an impact in that way. So let's talk about some of the things that I know that you wanted to share today. And as business owners, as entrepreneurs, sometimes we can have a goal, we can have an outcome that we want, we can pray about it. Yet when we take the action steps, something happens that we didn't quite expect. We fail, or it didn't quite have the outcome that we expected. And that can often have us say, well, maybe this is not for me, and we give up. But I love that you say it's okay to fail. So what are some insights you want to share in this area?
That's a really good question and very good point. So yeah, I think for a long time I was scared of failure. which meant I didn't really try new things because I just wanted to do the things that I was already good at. But this endeavor, like finding something bigger than yourself, I think helps you with fighting that fear of failure and learning to be okay with it. So for example, with me and selling the t-shirts, it was not very successful at first because there were some hurdles that I had to go through to be able to overcome, and I failed. And it's hard to admit for someone who is a perfectionist. It's really hard to see something that you worked hard for, that you probably believe in, not be a success right away. But these past few years, what I've learned is that it's actually kind of rare for people to be successful overnight. There's a lot of hard work before the success. And failure is honestly how you get better. Yes. You fail and you get better at it. As a business student, it's also one of the things that you learn in business school is that you fail, but fail again, and then again, and then fail better. That's one thing I've learned about failure, for sure.
One of the greatest, it's so important. I think one of the greatest lessons that I've learned, and this is why I used to not want to fail, is because I allowed it to impact my self-worth. Which, as we know, if we're not taking risks, if we're not trying new things, we're never going to find out whether a way that we're thinking about doing something is going to work, and we can never tweak it to the point that it is starting to work. What would you say, other than the great lessons that you've already learned, but now when you look at trying something new or going and asking someone for a collaboration, whatever it might be, what have you learned through those failures that it is okay, that now kind of empowers you and that you are taking those risks on a daily, monthly, yearly basis? What would you say is the greatest insight that you've learned through the different failures you've had?
I am definitely not the first person to say this, but here's the thing. The worst thing that someone can say is no. And usually people are very kind and sincere in their no. They give you the reason behind it, and it's okay. And there are a lot of people that are willing to collaborate, that are willing to work together with you, that especially if they find that their brand or their vision aligns with yours, even if they don't necessarily collaborate, they will send you a different person who might be able to collaborate with you. They will direct you in a helpful direction.
Yes.
So the worst is a no, or maybe even you might not get a response, but that's the worst that can happen.
Yeah.
What you can find is a friend, a mentor, someone that you work on a project together with. So it's definitely worth the potential of failure.
Yeah. You're getting that no. And I think, you know, when you hear of business people like Colonel Sanders, you know, I think he went to, I don't know how many doors he knocked on with his chicken recipe, and he got a no and a no and a no. And now look at the empire he built. But one of the things that I've learned, and I'm sure that you've realized this too, is that when you get a no, that is closure. That allows you to then free up your energy and your time to go and then seek out other opportunities. And when you get that maybe, that then keeps you tied to that opportunity and you keep going back. So for me, I'm always looking for either yes or no, because I know either will allow me to move forward. So that's a great lesson that you've certainly shared. Let's talk about something else that I think we can often keep us stuck, and that is comfort zones. And they don't usually lead to growth. And God is such a great God that he will often require of us to step out of our comfort zones, because he knows what he's built in us and created in us is so much greater than what we recognize often. So what are some insights that you've learned in your journey of entrepreneurship about comfort zones?
Like you mentioned earlier, my writing for a long time was for me in my journals. And that was very comfortable. I was the only one who got to see them. But over time, I have been able to share my words with others. And you get such incredible messages from people telling you, hey, I learned something from that, or I resonated with what you wrote right there. That is exactly how I felt. And that is such a good feeling to me as someone who wants to write or is an aspiring writer. And here's the thing, if I had not stepped outside of my comfort zone and written those blogs, I would not have known that. I would not have felt confident in my writing. I would not have grown as a writer.
Yes.
So I think it's very important to, I mean, if you even look at it, it's like, for example, as an athlete, if you are only always doing 10 push-ups a day, you really never get better at it. But if you add a little bit more, a little bit more, that's how you become a better athlete. And I think it just works with everything else. Outside of your comfort zone is where you challenge yourself. Therefore, it is where you grow.
Yeah, I love that. We have to start somewhere, don't we? And the leaps and bounds or the outcome that we really hope to, that will come to fruition, and we pray about it daily, I'm sure, we need to take those steps and to enable to grow us. And I think something you said earlier is so important. I just want to mention it again. And especially if people have not really connected to what is their why. For you, what drives you forward is really the impact that you get to make on the girls and the boys that are caught up within, you know, this human modern or modern day slavery and sex trafficking. So knowing that every time you make a decision and take action and that ends up in a result that you can then contribute, that helps just to save someone's life. For you, I'm sure that helps you step outside your comfort zone. Would you say that is to be true?
I would agree. Mm. Yes, I think having something bigger than yourself allows you to overcome the fear.
Yes.
I mean, one of the things that puts us within our comfort zones is fear of what someone might say or what my people might think. Opinions can be a scary thing.
Yeah.
But when you believe in something bigger, it allows you to sort of push past that fear of, oh, what is so-and-so going to say about me?
Yes. And, you know, I think in some instances in businesses, if I look back through the learnings that I've had and the mentors that I've had, not every business situation or project that I was working on or big vision was that big that connected me to something that was quite bigger than myself. And I think sometimes organizations, if or businesses, entrepreneurs, if we don't have something that's bigger than ourselves, that does drive us forward, because we know that we're so, you know, our core values is all about helping them and the outcome that we long to deliver, then we will often then shy away from taking that step and stepping forward. And I think that's why it's so important. So many people talk about why, you know, what is your why? What's driving you? What's really important? For you, it was something that you saw. Do you have any ideas that you, if people speak to you about this, you know, how can I really connect to my why? How can I find out something that's really important to me? Or maybe share a little bit about the organizations that you have supported in case someone is looking for a why, someone looking for a cause that they can get behind so that that can pull them forward. So explain. So maybe coming up with an idea of why, and if someone's stuck, share a little bit more about the causes that you've mentioned already so that, that maybe they can have something similar to that.
I think one of the best ways to figure out what your why is to think about or to write down something that you think about often. Because a lot of times there's something placed in our heart, something in our mind that we just continuously think about. Even if you think this is just too big for you or you're just too small at the moment, you don't have anything, you don't have any resources, just think about, write those things down, like things that you just cannot stop thinking about. And it could be anything. It could be something that's justice related, like fighting human trafficking, or it could be something that is service related, like, for example, empowering women or empowering pastors or faith leaders. Or it could just be, or it could not, there's no just about it, or it could be serving others, say, through things like a restaurant or a franchise or whatever it is that you keep thinking about over and over again. I think that might be your why. So write those things down. And if you don't, if you think, hey, there's really not a lot in my head, there's nothing I think about a lot except for the Netflix TV shows that I binge watch, then I would suggest finding volunteering. I think homeless shelters are great places to start. Or if you want to hear some great organizations that I admire, International Justice Mission is fantastic, as well as A21 Campaign, which is founded by Christine and I think Nick Kane. think they're Australian or yes. Australian American.
Yes.
So I think those are some wonderful organizations that kind of just get you thinking about someone other than yourself first, about like outside of your immediate need or interest.
Yeah. What I love about what you did in partnering, if you will, with an organization that already had boots in the ground, they already had established relationships that were directly impacting those lives because they set that up. That means as businesses, as entrepreneurs, or people that are creating some form of income that we can then, you know, give part of that to support these causes, we don't then have to completely reinvent the wheel, if you will. There are already organizations out there that are doing great work. And as you say, do some research. I'm sure that there are organizations that are already doing great work who are looking for businesses. You know, and for us, we're kingdom businesses. We want to create, you know, create income to support kingdom-led businesses that are just waiting for businesses such as ours and would welcome the opportunity to be supported. So I love those suggestions. They are all great. Let's talk about something that can sometimes be difficult too, but so important, as we're reminded about this over and over again in the Bible. And we have a fantastic role model, of course, in Jesus, who just lived and breathed into this, particularly if we consider who he is, you know, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Being and staying humble. Why do you think this is so important for us in business?
Okay, so especially as people who are Christians, I think it's important to listen to what the Bible says. Pride comes before fall. And I think that's one really good reason to be humble. I think a second reason is that when we are not humble, when we get a little too proud, we stop learning. We stop hearing the critiques of others. That means, and when you stop learning, that's when you stop growing. And it's really hard to serve. It's really hard to grow your business. It's really hard to be successful when you're not learning, when you're not getting better, when you're not improving on the skills that you already have. So that humility allows you to be even better at whatever it is that you're doing. And I think, like you said, Jesus mirrored to us what it means to be humble. And ultimately, we're meant or asked to look like Jesus, to be like Jesus. So I think that there is also another reason why it's a good idea to be and stay humble. And I think it also makes us a lot more approachable for others. I think for other people to deal with us, I think it'd be easier to invite partnerships and collaborations and just joint ventures the more humble we are.
I love that. And I think sometimes too, as you said so beautifully, that how we approach people is often how we like to be approached. And there's nothing worse than being approached from someone who really is prideful and arrogant. It often is overwhelming, I think. And I think specifically as business entrepreneurs who are Christians, you know, we're reminded constantly of how important it is. But I tell you one thing, there's been, you know, the failures that we were talking about earlier, they are one great way to keep us humble, I think, because it's kind of like you had these ideas, I got this, here we go. And then all of a sudden you hit a brick wall and you think, okay, I need to take stock and lean back into him. And I think it's in those times that we are humble and really leaning into him and being guided and aligning our will with his, that is when he really can work through us. And I'm sure you've got situations in your business and even in your life that when you do that and you take it to him and commit it to him in prayer, he's able to shift things, issues and problems and opportunities come forward that no matter how hard we had worked for that, it would never have come to fruition. Is that something that you found to be true too?
I would agree with that, yes. I think a lot of times when we're proud, we tend to rely on ourselves. And I mean, as great as we can be a lot more greater with God.
Yes.
There's just a lot more grace, a lot more doors open, a lot more opportunities when he's there with us. And it's the right opportunity too, not just, you know what I mean? So it's what he wants. And that is the best place to be. That is the best place to go. And humility allows us to ask and say, hey, so God, where do you want me to go with my business? Which direction should I go on? As opposed to saying, oh, so I'm available. This is open. This is available. And just going ahead with it, right? Mm. So, and it allows us to be where God wants us to be. It allows us to stay within His will. And I mean, there is nothing like going to God, asking for help, and then just watching Him do something amazing and being like, hey, this wasn't because of me, this was because of my God. And just being able to know that you can constantly go back to Him, mm-hmm. lean into Him and ask, hey, I need some help here, or what should I do with this particular issue, or how do I pass this specific hurdle? You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, so true. You know, how often do we have a whole list of goals and outcomes that we want, and we put that on our prayer requests with Him with a long, you know, to-do list, and when really we should take a step back and say, well, look, first we really need to go to Him and is this what you want? Is this aligned with your will? Because I tell you what, I know that when we do align with His will, as we said, things happen that you think, wow, you know, only by the grace of God. Tell us, Betty, what does intentional elegance, what ideas and plans and visions do you have moving forward for your business?
Moving forward, I would like to collaborate a little bit more with others who are working within this specific industry of intentional living, simplified living, minimal living. Yes. I think I want this to be a resource for women to come and to look to and to get encouragement with regards to their faith. With regards to their heart on justice issues. So not just human trafficking, but like anything really. I think there's a lot of biblical justice mm-hmm. stuff that can align with social justice issues as well.
Yes.
So just bringing that out there, as well as I think fashion too. I think I'm a big, huge fan of fashion mm-hmm. and I love ethical fashion, things that are rooted in doing good to the workers, doing good to the environment, and just doing good to the people wearing the clothes. So I think that is the direction of intentional elegance, is a lot more collaboration and a lot more encouragement for specifically for women with regards to their faith and other such things.
Yeah, I love that. What's really exciting about that is that, you know, you've got a real core values and core stand for. It's something that you know is really important, and you're continuing to live that out in every day that you're out there sharing your message, and of course your t-shirts and all the other wonderful projects that you've worked on. And I think what's also really good about what you're saying, this is a message for other entrepreneurs that are looking at really continuing to build that message out and make that impact and be the impact, is the opportunity for collaborations. You've already collaborated with these incredible businesses who are already working in the area of modern day slavery. And so now you've reached out and said, you know, these are the sort of people that I want to collaborate with, because I think together we can, you know, what is that saying where we unite the sum of the parts and the whole that we create from that by, you know, combining our expertise is far greater than we could ever hope to achieve on our own. And I think moving forward, there's so many opportunities to collaborate on a global scale because of the technology that we have in front of us and at our fingertips. For instance, here we are communicating. You're on the other side of the world. It's almost evening for you. It's, you know, middle of the day for me here in Australia. That the opportunities are just so vast. And if we're not really sure about where we can take this, do what we said and what you just said so well, is that take it to prayer. God will show you an answer. Certainly, mm-hmm. if you just ask for it. So Betty, tell us, what's the best way for people to connect with you? And if what you've just described is someone whose business is aligned with some, you know, the vision and the values that you stand for, how can they get in contact with you? What's the best way?
So my website is intentionalelegance.com. There is a contact me page there that you can just email me right away. Or if you prefer social media, I have an Instagram account, and it's Intentional Elegance. My name is Betty Tesfai. And yeah, you can feel free to message me. I will get back to you as soon as possible.
Fantastic. And we'll put all of the links for Betty on our show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE. 190. So certainly reach out. As you can see, Betty's just a shining example of being so clear, so focused, and having a strong why and a purpose that and a vision that really drives her forward, and now an opportunity to certainly collaborate with her if that's certainly your intention for the business as well. One of the things I'm doing for all of my guests at the end of each show, Betty, is just to close the show with a word of prayer. May I do that for you today?
Absolutely. Go
ahead. Fantastic. All right, let's pray. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to speak with Betty today and how she shared her message and the vision that she has of really making an impact in the lives of those that, Lord, that have gotten caught up in the modern day slavery. We just want to uphold and ask for your favor and continued blessing on the work that she's doing, the collaborations that are in store for her in the future, so that she can continue to really bring hope and inspiration and truth into the lives of those people who may not know you yet. Father, we just want to pray for people who are listening and watching today, that maybe they feel called to contribute to organizations such as the organizations that Betty mentioned, and perhaps even the opportunity to collaborate too. But Father, we're just so reminded in what Betty shared with us today that it is so important for us to lean into you, to continue to build kingdom businesses that honor you in every way, and that as we do continue to take risks and say yes to opportunities, that maybe, Lord, there are going to be situations and circumstances where we don't quite yet reach our goals, but that's okay. And so as we remain humble, as we continue to really be Jesus in the lives of others, that is when you can continue to work in us and in our businesses to make an impact in the areas that you've called us to be and work in. And we ask this, Father, in the name of your precious Son, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for the work that you continue to do. It's just incredible, you know, that no matter what age you're at, no matter what background you have, no matter what idea you have, there is always a way. You just need to be clear on that, be intentional. And of course, when you partner with the Lord, we know, and align with what he desires, then we know we're going to make an impact. And it's fabulous. So thank you so much for sharing your story, and continued blessings in the work that you're doing.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed our chat.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by podcastingwithpurpose.com. Stand out, be heard, influence. Want to influence real change with your own podcast? Access our free podcast training, including no-cost and low-cost tools and podcast production workflow checklist, to get you started at podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training.